Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.
KEAWH. Good morning. Good morning it is. I'm enjoying this still cool in the morning and warm in the afternoon. Yeah, it's not bad. Not bad at all. You just stay like this for the summer, and then a mild winter, we'll be all set. Just we need plenty of snow, though. Gotta get them lake levels up. Yep, it sure would be nice. I haven't been out to the lake in a while. Last time I was out there was quite a levels were down. I don't know if they've come up at all. Historically, the lowest point in the year is usually like August. So they go up with the spring thaws, and then they continue downward until somewhere around August. And they were pretty bad when I was out there, what was it, Easter, Mother's Day. They were looking pretty bad.
Yeah, I think Lake St. Clair has come up. I don't think it would be considered up, but it's not at, like, historic low levels, that's for sure.
Well, that's good, because it was shockingly low just a few months ago. I couldn't get over. I was at my in-laws. They're on a canal, and I mean, you could see the mud bottom in many places on the canals.
Oh, yeah, unless it was localized or one of those weird offshore winds that push all the water out. It's not like that right now.
Like I said, I haven't been out there in a while. Probably, I'm overdue, and I have to probably make plans to get out that away, pay a visit, see how my in-laws are doing. Put that on my list of things to do. Otherwise, I got to do a dog and pony show this afternoon. Got to stand up and do a presentation. I used to not like it. I still don't care for it, but I do it. I guess I do it okay, from what I'm told. But that could just be people that don't want to do it saying that to encourage me.
I'm sure it's all good. I would imagine you've spent enough time over the years doing it that you're pretty good at it.
Yeah, I mean, the things I just got to remember is slow down, you know, talk slower, and then, you know, take some pauses and stuff, you know, just slow it down. That's the biggest thing, because I have a tendency to talk real fast. And now other than that, I just, as long as I believe in the subject, or I'm extremely well versed in it, which this is all stuff that's right in my wheelhouse. You know, there's a comfort level in that, knowing that no matter what question pops up, you can feel it.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of comfort in that. And, yeah, I think everybody defaults to talking faster. It's probably some psychological thing that, you know, you want to get off stage or out of the spotlight and you just talk faster to get it over with. But I think that's a very common thing. Everybody just speeds up for some reason. I know in the past I've done that.
Hey, I don't know if I necessarily speed up, but I just, in general, talk too fast. Not as bad as some. I've got somebody at the office that, talks so fast. It's unbelievable. It's like, whoa, take a breath, slow down. But I don't think I'm fast like that, but, and I try to make an effort to slow it down. I suppose talking out here helps.
It's all that morning coffee. At least that's my excuse. Good morning, gentlemen, N8ZC.
Good morning. Yeah, that does kick it up a notch sometimes, that's for sure.
Yeah, good morning. Speaking of coffee, possible stop number two. Bye-bye. So, looks like I'm down to stop number three. I got three places that I often stop for coffee, depending on how quickly I want to get into it. I usually pick stop number three. That means that I have the coffee at work instead of drinking it on the way to work. So, stop three it is today. Oh, man. Yawny. That little cat, that little sucker, once again trying to get me up at 4:30. I'm like, stop it, little bastard. So, he's pretty cute, though. Got to get him acclimated to my dog, though. It's getting better. It's taking longer than I thought, though. But my dog's a little prick. Oops, did I say that? Gary?
Such language. Oh, gosh, when I was still working, I'd drink a cup or a pot of coffee before I left work and stopped the coffee on the way to work because the coffee at work sucked so bad. So I'd be sufficiently charged up. So talking fast? Yeah. Oh, anyway. Well, I just wanted to say good morning because I haven't been out here for a couple days anyways. And being the first of the month, I had some stuff to take care of here. And I got to run into town in a little bit. So I just wanted to say good morning nonetheless. So I'll let you guys carry on. I want to finish this cup of coffee and finish up what I'm doing here that I got to do. So maybe we'll catch you guys tomorrow morning. And enjoy this beautiful weather. Gosh. Take it while we can. So, I always forget the other gentleman's name that's in there. I'll pass it over to you. So we'll catch you guys later. Hey, Zetsy.
All right, good hearing from you this morning, and name here is Anthony. So, good luck in all your all of your travels this morning. But Sean, is this Is this cat a new cat? I didn't realize that you had gotten possibly a new cat. I thought maybe a cat that you had has been waking you up.
Oh, well, Carrie, you might stick around and tell us what did you do when you were working and drinking all that coffee? What line of work? But, yeah, new kitten. My son had a rescue male, and he got it from the local rescue, neutered male. And then he decided to add a kitten, female kitten, to the, and that was his stop right there. And he was in no rush to get the cat fixed, the kitten fixed, because it was like 4 months old, and it was getting him scheduled. You know, was everybody was, he didn't realize, but everybody was out several months. But, you know, both cats are indoor cats, fixed male. What could go wrong? Well, what could go wrong is the place that sold you the fixed male, the rescue that sold you the fixed male, either lied or didn't know and didn't have, and sold you a unfixed male. And he ended up with kittens. Three of them to be exact. So now he's got five cats, and he desperately needs to get rid of them. My cat, my old girl, she passed a few months back, and I won't be without one in an old wooden house. They earn their keep their mice out, and so it was serendipity, and so this little guy is going to be 4 months old come Thursday, and so he's full of piss and vinegar, 4 month old bit male.
Let's see if I got it. No, I answer Sean's question there. Okay, sounds like it. Well, Sean, I've been retired now for 4 years. Had about enough of the company that I worked for after COVID summer lockdown BS. Leave it at that, because I have a feeling you guys might have similar opinions on it from what I hear of most of the personalities out here. Anyway, I worked for just 18 years for a company here in Owosso called Owosso Graphic Arts. So I'd have to be there 6 o'clock-ish. And had a dog at the time, I'd have to leave at home all the time, so I'd get up early, take her for a walk and whatnot. So I have a background in photography, computers, and graphic arts. Worked for many, many, many years as a professional photographer, and then when computers started getting really taken hold there, late 80s, early 90s, I got into doing that to help pay the bills. Kind of spun off with digital imaging graphic arts. And so the company that I worked for here in Owosso, I was one of their graphic artists and production people, if you will, moving out kind of into different departments after 18 years. So I kind of knew the ins and outs for pretty much the whole place. And let's see, what we did there was we etched printing dies, you know, like intaglio dies for fancy business cards and letterheads and whatnot, magnesium dies for foil stamping and whatnot, and then moved into CNC cut dies. That was interesting trying to learn. So hopefully that answers the question, and we'll see if my timeout timer is going to hold out properly here. So give it back over to you, Anthony. This is N8ZZ.
Well, that's an interesting career path to go from photography into computers and graphic design. I guess there's a lot of creativity in photography and graphic design, so it kind of makes sense. But I'll throw it over to Sean. I'm getting out of the car here, going into the office, so I will catch up with you gentlemen later. Have a good morning. Safe travels, Sean. is K-E-A-R-U-H.
All right, Anthony, we'll catch you later. Have fun at work. I'm coming up on my coffee stop here, which is about a mile from my work, so I'm in the last hurrahs of my morning commute. And, yeah, okay, graphic arts, that's I a lot of people in my family in that seem to be a chosen profession for several in my on my paternal side, my sister, my father, my aunt and uncle. Different aspects of it, but they were all commercial artists and graphic artists of some sort. I remember my dad would drag me down to his shop. They did stuff for General Motors, a lot of advertisements for them, and back then it was all markup, paste up, stuff like that. Actual photographs, you know, you'd have to, if you needed to reduce the size of something, you had to go into the dark room and you had to make it smaller. You just couldn't shrink it. And then you had to mark it up and paste it up on the light board. And if you needed some print, you had to go see the old Linotype guys out in the office, out in the warehouse. Those guys would always, you know, every time I'd go in there when I was a kid, you learned after a couple of times, but they'd make you like your name on the Linotype machine, and they'd hold on to it. You could see them. They were holding it in their hand, making sure it was just shockingly hot. And then once they got it to the point where it was just kind of alarmingly hot, they would hand it to you, and you'd go, you'd drop it, realizing that they've been holding it in their hand for like the last, you know, 3 minutes, getting it down to that temperature.
Connected to CMN Network.
Oh, yeah. Kind of remember those days because I got started with photography after I got out of the Army in fall of 81. I got in a car accident, broke my neck. So I was off work for a year and still had heavy restrictions after that. And that's kind of how I got into photography, because it was a passion I grew up with my grandfather. So for the next 30 years, that's pretty much what I did. In the last 10 years of the photography, I guess, maybe a little longer, I forget now, was computers, and got into being an Apple certified technician through the 90s. Or mid-90s, early 2000s, something like that. And then, of course, back when I got started with photography, it was all darkroom stuff and film and all that, because digital imaging was just kind of a concept still in the 80s that, you know, unless you had, like, huge money to get a couple of megabyte, you know, or a couple megapixel type cameras or whatever. Nothing like it is now. Holy Christ. Oh, anyway, lots of fun. But, anywho, you guys be safe out there, and we'll catch you all later, and enjoy your day at work. Hope your dog and pony show goes okay. And we'll catch you guys again. Hey, Zetsy.
Yep. I was the odd duck. I didn't go into that line of work. That or working with special needs kids. Those were the two, like, main lines of work that my family, mostly my maternal side, did the special needs stuff. Everything from inventing devices for hearing impaired people to actually working with them, you know, in the classroom. You know, just not just one particular way, you know, but everybody was in that field one way or another. And then graphic arts over on my father's side. It was very strange. All right, take care. W8 if you order my coffee. Okay, coffee ordered.
You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
CMNUAS, listening, Lambertville. KTHKHL, sounds good if you're testing the radio. KTHKHL. Good morning. Try to get in early, but traffic has a different agenda. It does not allow that. They're like, no, you're too early. Slow down.
Yeah, there's an accident after Sashima Road. That's while we were waiting. Two tow trucks came through and MSP unit drive through, so that on the rest stop they had on there that the lane was blocked, so somebody must have gotten an accident.
And one accident will start up other accidents.
Oh yeah, you know, those secondaries.
Yep, rubberneckers, gawkers.
Trying to get the not paying attention and hit the guy in front of you that stopped.
Yep, the one person stops to see what's going on in the other direction, and the person behind them smacks into them because they're not paying attention. And then the person behind them, you know, chain reaction. Stupid.
Yeah, we're moving now, though, so that's good.
Trying to find a better tower. I'm on Richmond right now, coming in Oakland Township.
Yeah, I'm going to get Phil's machine up to its prime again.
How's this one sound? Better? KKKJO.
Something fine on receive.
Oh, it's a cross between Richmond and Warren right now on Rochester Road.
Yeah, Warren's definitely got quite a good footprint up this way, too. So you get over to that cliff
in Clarkson. Is there a cliff somewhere that I don't know about? That would be this good once I get over the cliff.
No, not an actual cliff, just your signal just drops like it drops off the cliff when you get over that hill. A little bit of higher elevation there, so kind of a clear line between the Detroit stuff and the Flint stuff.
Oh, okay, I get it. Hypothetically. Yeah, going up Stony Creek over here, you know, get that tree, so everything goes goofy.
Yeah, there's quite a lot of terrain in that area, too. Yeah, head to the office.
Area here, you know, like usually when I flip over to Detroit, but Detroit has issues right now.
Yeah, of course, that one isn't very accessible, so when it has issues, it takes a while to get them fixed.
descent. It's not an easy feat, you know, about correlation, coordination.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Hey, BDZ Mobile.
KFHDRC and HWJZ, you're on deck. WJZ
currently connected to CMN Network.
NAWRO, NAWRO, this is NAWBDZ.
NAWRO here. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Tim, how you doing this morning? I just pulled into the lot, just wondering if you were here yet or not. I know it's early, but just wondering.
No, not quite. I'm a little behind you. I'm westbound on 59 by the railroad tracks. Should be there in 5 or 7, maybe.
Copy that. I'll just hang here in the lot and wait for you, and we can walk in together and find where our room is.
I copy your last. Dean might be coming as well. I'm a little unclear on that. NAWRO, see you soon.
Copy that. November 8th, Victor Delta Zulu, standing by.
Have a copy for me, guys.
Hey, Kujo.
Morning, Mike. I heard you out this morning. I was pulling in a lot of the office, so I couldn't jump on and say good morning. But good morning. And good morning, Tim.
Well, good morning,
morning
to you,
Tom.
Yeah, we're just doing an orientation this morning with a couple of new members, and have a little fun building the team, you know.
Yeah, Tom, if all works out, we'll have 40 on the roster.
I thought we had like 44.
Those are unit numbers, so, you know, some people leave. So count-wise in the roster, if you go to the very far left, you'll see the actual count number, the line number, and that's how many active. Now, of course, we have two from emergency management as well, but so 40, 42, depending on which way you count.
Awesome thought. That's great.
We're getting bigger. We should have lived what? 14? 15 maybe? And we're up to 40 strong?
Reality is we started with two. Me and Ron Messick when 2 years ago when Paul needed someone to help him get this going. There were members on the roster, but no one was doing anything, and nothing was going on. And when we started doing Nets, there was nobody joining the Nets. And sent email out to who was on current roster to join meetings, and only a very small few came, and many of them didn't continue. But so I'm really saying we started with two.
Now I know that Paul talked to me about it, and then I never really did much with it, and then hooked up with Wally when I started getting on the FBI Central Michigan Network, and was talking to him about it, and he goes, hey, come to this meeting, da-da-da, and that's how I'm here, and I'm really enjoying my time there.
Holy cow, there is a big bird in front of me, and it looks like it might even be a peacock. Right on the grass, right here at the MISD.
Hey, Mike, I know I saw a wild turkey there at the last meeting, so it could be.
Yeah, maybe a turkey. I can't get a good look at it because it's halfway behind a car.
Probably a turkey. It has migrated from Memphis. We got a crap ton of them up here, up by my house. That's good. They're moving. If it was a peacock, well, that could be a possibility because where we kept our horse at one time, they had 40 of them. KCAKJO.
Well, Cujo, you have a good day today, and hope everything goes smoothly for you, and you just have a nice day. The weather looks like it's going to be great. So we will talk to you sometime soon, I hope. This is November 8th, Victor Delta Zulu, and I'll be standing by.
All right, you do the same, Mike. Sam, you too. You guys be careful out there. Enjoy your meeting. And congrats to the two new additions. 73 for now. KCAKGO clear and monitoring.
Yeah, you have a good one, Tom. NHWRO approaching Garfield Road. Be there shortly, Mike. NHWRO clear.
Copy that. See you in just a couple minutes. NHBDZ, I'll be clear.
All right, the Roger beep's got to go. KCAKJO.
KFA-F2S. Monitoring.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
WAZD.
Spell say.
I say a lot sometimes. Up here in St. Clair County.
Got to head over. Got to go have lunch with another vendor. This is like vendor week. Every vendor in the world is in town visiting us.
Oh, we can get a nice steak for lunch.
I really don't think I want to eat anymore. My cholesterol is creeping up. Where are you? You sound like not so good. Got with me is DMR. You want to try that?
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
WDAKLL on the mobile.
Connected to CMN Network.
What are you doing out there? I hope you're mobile and having fun instead of working. I apologize, folks. I'm on the wrong channel.
KE8RUH.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.
WRO.
Oh, just heading home.
Where are you at now?
Flint. 475 heading up to 69.
Very good. Well, as area freeways go, you got the best one there. 69 is great.
Oh, 100%. 69 is the way to go. Oh, I got Saginaw and Battle Creek. That's going to be fun. I got to drop Rachel off at her shop tomorrow.
That's going to be a long day. Hey, listen, how's this signal? It's the CS7000HT in the backyard, low power. But then again, the repeater or the tower is almost in sight, so.
That sounds good. A little quiet, but readable.
Yeah, I'm studying the front face on this, trying to figure out where the actual microphone is. You know, sometimes you can't find it. So not quite sure. Could be up here, or it could be down below. Don't know.
I sounded better, I think, with it up high by the antenna. You know, it's probably up there somewhere. I know from my 6550, it's down near the bottom.
Yeah, I'm looking up at the top, and there is no little dot on it like most HTs. There are actually some slats in there right by the speaker, so it must be right where the speaker's at then. All righty. Sounds good.
I got 2 hours of overtime today, 1 hour on Monday, so that makes three, and then four and a half, and put down for on-call and whatever tomorrow brings.
Hey, tomorrow would likely be more, right? Or you never know until the day's close to being done, I suppose.
Well, I like the warm days. It's easier to work outside, and I got a gate I got to do tomorrow, so I'm not a big fan of doing gates in 20-degree weather, I tell you that much.
Hey, WRO. Yeah, I remember the jobs you had last winter. The ones you had to just let it go. It was just too windy to use the lift. It was just too unsafe, you know.
Yeah, that was ridiculous. That was an icy cold day. And yeah, with the lift, we weren't going to do that. We said when we get a break in the weather, we'll go back. So the lift sat there until we were ready to go back, and it was like another 2 weeks when we finally got a decent day to do it. But we got it done.
Hey, Tom, can you hit statewide one reliably from where you're at right now, you think?
If I go on the mobile, I can. But I got that on GMRS right now. But I can try my HT. Let's see what it does. Why? We got an issue with MI5?
Oh, no, don't do it. You don't have to. I was just wondering if I could switch over to statewide one and fit it on this one. I'm normally using that DM32 when I'm out in the yard. Or out, you know, outside. And that does actually work to Mount Clemens. I can't remember how the CS7000 works. I'm sure it would. The antenna is a little stubbier. I'm not exactly sure how much power it's pushing. I'd have to look. But, no, I'll do it another time. You're driving. I don't want you switching stuff around.
Sounds like a plan. I mean, I got that DTMF microphone on my mobile. But, not a promise, or not a problem. Cruising down the freeway here so I can go home.
Hard to believe that it's going to be Thursday tomorrow, so we got another net tomorrow night then. Right? Yeah, it's Wednesday today, Thursday tomorrow.
And now that I have, I don't know, I got the app on my phone, it's on Echolink or something else. So now I can key into Warren, which is linked to W8MAC tomorrow. Do it right from my phone.
That is correct. Apparently we're going to be making that a default. It is working pretty well. So we'll drop MI-1 and then connect the Mecca to FBI. And it's becoming kind of old hat now, but it's pretty interesting. It does work, makes a big footprint for the net.
Oh yeah, it makes a whole heck of a lot easier. Like I said, I got my All-Star node, you know, so I can key in that way. And then, once my STM-150comes back from the shop, then I'll put that upstairs and fire that up.
Sounds like a plan. Of course, when that happens, if you happen to be driving through, like, the Mount Clemens area, you got to remember the UMP is not there when we drop MI-1. So at that point, you'd have to switch over to VHF, and you'd be able to get into the net that way because, they're combined. So little forethought there.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, if I'm in Mount Clemens, obviously I'm going to go on VHF. All the way till it drops out or whatever else, and then I switch over to FBI for the link, the UHF link.
That'll work. In one way or the other, I'll get into the net tomorrow. KZKJO.
N8WRO. All right, Tom, cut you loose. We'll talk again soon, I'm sure. N8WRO. We'll be clear after you.
Sounds like a plan. I'll be boot in a boot, as always. 73 for now. KZ8, KJO.
N-A-W-R-O. K-F-A-G-I-C. I can help you with the MI-5 if you want me to.
Yeah, Jack, if you wouldn't mind, let's QSY to statewide 1. I'll give it a shot. I'm in my backyard in Richmond on an HT, and if it doesn't work, we'll just meet back here then. I'd appreciate it. I'll QSY statewide 1 after I listen. N-8-W-R-O.
Hey, no problem. I'm going to go there now. I don't hear you until I come back here. KF-8-D-R-C.
Connected to CMN Network.
KF8GBB on mobile and monitoring.
You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
Thank you.
You're connected to CMN Network.
KFATUS.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.